Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Cooper, you've seen him play, so everybody kind of knows what his game is, and he can play that game, and that game's part of what we do. So if he's out there, it'll be geared toward him, you know, and then the guys around him. I mean, we got a good group around him, you know, we've got a lot of playmakers around him if he's playing, and you know, same thing for Tyler Huntley if he's playing, you know, we got guys around him too, and You go as a team and you go compete and battle and get after it and find ways to win games. We can win. We have a really good team, and we can win games with our guys, the guys that we have that have to step up. Everybody gets injuries in the course of the season, and it's who deals with them the best. So any of our players are not into the next guy steps up, and we plan to go win the football game. I mean, that's it. I wouldn't have to tell the guys that. It's not something I got to talk to them about.
John Harbaugh on Monday talking about his quarterback situation. And for those tuning in, Lamar Jackson did not practice today. An extensive list of players not practicing. No Lamar Jackson, no Pat Ricard, no Tez Walker, Ronnie Stanley, Roquan Smith, Marlon Humphrey, Nate Wiggins, and Tadobi Awuzie. Good news, Kyle Van Noy, Travis Jones both practice, and Emory Jones, the third-round pick, his window opened today, so he's on the practice field. Alas, can the Ravens beat the Texans if Cooper Rush is the quarterback?
Well, Cooper Rush is going to be the quarterback, and maybe there will be some Tyler Huntley sprinkled in. Maybe it will be all hands on deck and trying to unlock the run game. You don't want it to be, obviously, an automatic tell that it's a keeper or an option of some sort. But then again, maybe it doesn't make a difference. But that's what we're looking at. It's interesting. The betting markets have flipped now. The Ravens are now to 1.5-point dog, which is pretty telling in and of itself.
It's a 10-point swing, Jason. They were 9.5-point favorites.
Yeah. I think it's fair to have serious questions about the constitution of this team right now, how the roster's constituted, and then also their constitution in terms of sort of their inner passion and determination to put a better foot forward, because it's been it started poor in Buffalo with how they handled a little bit of success there, and it's been trending down ever since. I mean, I think we really now see with what happened in England this week, which is for the first time in the history of this league, somebody's decided to make a quarterback change while they're abroad.
Yeah.
I think that tells you about the one win they have and what, you know, what that really was like. Cleveland coming here with the running back having just been activated and Flacco not being any good anymore. So I think you have to look at this whole body of work and say it's been pretty lacking in a lot of departments, including the heart and soul. They've been outworked, and we can talk about injuries and all that stuff, but like, they haven't played particularly smart football, which has been a problem for them for a long time. And it's not like they're guys who are in a position to make a name for themselves, right? Who are there to be that next man up. There's not a lot of next man up and happening here.
Mm-mm.
But it is happening around the league.
Yes, it is.
So,
they're being out physical too, which is usually a calling card for them.
So, I think this is, as September games go, I think it's a must-win game. I think they're going to have to do it without a lot of the names you just listed there a minute ago.
You just pulled a me, Jason. It's October.
Oh, that's true. It just did.
Yeah, the calendar just sneaks up on you. Yeah, today's October 1st.
Changing of the months does always get me.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's barely October. It's still very early in the season. But I do think If they lose this game, they're in a lot of trouble, and you're going to start hearing more nationally about what's going on with this coaching staff. You're going to start hearing more nationally about, was this really the roster that great? Like, why don't they ever spend for pass rush? I think the narratives about this team and the carte blanche benefit of the doubt that so many have given them, I think is on the precipice of really being called into question.
For sure. And it's a lot different tone that I'm taking this week compared to last week. I didn't think last week was a must win, but this is a must win game for the Ravens. And you can look back at history and you can go back to 1970. Less than 6% of teams that start the season 1-4 make the playoffs. Now, the Rams did do it last year, but you don't want to be in that situation, especially considering that, coincidentally enough, the Rams are looming in week 6. And you look at the history without Lamar Jackson starting. The Ravens are 4-10, including the playoffs. It has not gone well. And can they get it done with Cooper Rush? I think they can, but it's going to look a heck of a lot different than it has been, where you lose so much more explosiveness with Cooper Rush in there. And considering the offensive line struggles coming off a game in which Lamar Jackson was pressured 48.1% of his dropbacks, the quick passing game that we've been bringing up the past couple weeks, that has to be implemented this week. Derrick Henry has to get the ball repeatedly this week. But we put out the question on Twitter. IA1057 The Fan is how you can vote on this poll, every poll. The Ravens now find themselves as betting underdogs at home to a reeling Texans team with no offense that Baltimore destroyed in Houston on Christmas Day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Life comes at you fast, Ravens flock. So we ask, at 1-3, is this a must-win game? Already 200 votes in, 85.5% damn right, 14.5% still too early to say.
There's another part of this, too, and Jason, I think it also points to the narrative changing. It's not only that they've lost the last two, it's how they've lost the last two. They've gotten their ass kicked in the last two games.
Yeah,
They hadn't lost a game by double digits since the Miami debacle. In a couple years ago on that Thursday night game. They almost lost double digits, should have lost double digits back-to-back weeks. Because the Lions game, you get the garbage touchdown.
And there's also, and we'll discuss the Cooper Rush of it all.
At the end in Kansas City, too.
Still lost by 17.
Yeah, I mean, we'll discuss the Cooper Rush element of this throughout the day, throughout the week, obviously. And he is someone who I stump for. But the problem for Cooper Rush is, this isn't Cooper Rush coming in for a couple of weeks because Lamar's banged up, but he's a part of this well-oiled machine. It's Cooper Rush coming in. Oh, yeah, your right tackle's having a sophomore slump. Your left tackle's not going to play. Your fullback's not playing. Your running back's fumbling and having tirades on the sideline. Likely has not looked like an NFL football player yet because he's still working. You know what I mean? This is not like, oh, he's got to come in the middle of the season and they're 5-2.
Yeah.
And if they go 2-2, you know, because the defense is what they build it as, not what I told you it might be, because this is the greatest show on grass offensively. And all he's got to do is just get in where he fits in. But no, they've had no semblance of a deep passing game. The run game has been mediocre. And they've got personnel issues on that side of the ball. Oh, yeah. And the head coach is kicking the offensive coordinator in the nuts every chance he gets. Like, that's not exactly how I think we would have envisioned Cooper Rush sort of plugging a hole for a week or two.
No, not at all. No one envisioned this team starting 1-3, and especially 1-3 considering the losses and how they lost, going back to week one with the fourth quarter collapse. Yeah, you're right, Jason. Ideally, you're 5-1, 5-2, and okay, you're without Lamar for a couple weeks. Just go 500, Cooper Rush, and you're fine. Now we're talking about Cooper Rush in a must-win game on Sunday in which the Ravens are underdogs at home for the first time in God knows how long.
We have a massive Wednesday show when the head coach talks a little later. We'll update you on that and we'll hear from him at the end of the show. Guest-wise, though, I've been taking the pulse of some of the beat guys as Tony Manzalino, Mike Elias met with the media on Monday. What did John Mioli think of those press conferences? He covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner. He joins at 2:30. College football best bets with our buddy Tim Murray from VSiN at 3:30. And we'll talk playoffs and maybe some O's with a part of our BBT coverage, Ryan Ripken, at 5.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a crazy week here, but there's a lot of meat on that bone between Elias and Manzalino yesterday. We'll continue to dissect that through the week. And yeah, we'll see how much Harbs is willing to say about anybody's status for the weekend. I wouldn't hold my breath, but they're going to have to triage this up, and their depth is going to be, at a premium, and we'll find out about, just how good that roster is. We'll find out about how many, how many fines that they're getting on the waiver wire, or because pretty soon, if they have a record like this, they're going to be at the head of the class. What is it, week six when the waiver wire flips to this year, for not just last year? We'll find out about these undrafted kids and who make the team every year and what can they do. We'll find out if Mike Green can look like, as Orozco or some of these other young pass rushers in this league. Like, well, we're going to find out.
By the way, Eric Hendricks declined us to sign with the Ravens practice squad. So he left the Ravens yesterday without a contract. So Eric Hendricks not joining the Baltimore Ravens. But coming up next, how long can the Ravens withstand Lamar Jackson being out? We will tell you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.